Hello, everyone. This is Wandera Paczyński from Agora. Thank you for joining us today. As you know, yesterday Axel Springer started publication of its new daily, and we felt that a short briefing for you was in order. I'm going to give you some information and comments and then open it for questions. First of all, let me start by saying what Springer said on record. Number one, this new product is to be an opinion-making newspaper. Its cover price is $1.50 every day. The target paid circulation is 150,000 copies. That's all official stuff. Springer also said it will be spending 100 million Polish zloty this year on promoting the paper. Long-term expectations is to reach revenue levels of 100 to 150 million annually in 3 to 5 years. As to the competitive strategy, Springer is sending very mixed signals. It is not clear whether the daily is designed to compete with national quality newspapers, with regional dailies, or whether it is addressed to people who have not read quality newspapers heretofore. There are also mixed signals regarding target audience, age and education. Some representatives of the company talk about addressing the young, others talk about addressing the, to put it politely, middle-aged. And of course, wanted to remind you that the context of this decision to launch the newspaper has to be seen in the context of the ProSieben fiasco in Germany and redirecting of resources to investment in print market in the CEE region. Okay, the second point is that the first issue appeared yesterday. For those of you who have not seen it, and I imagine there are many of you, it has graphics which resemble Die Welt, also columns, column structure and colors, 48-page tabloid format, compact format. Sections are politics, world news, economics, science, opinions, culture, and lifestyle section at the end, plus an 8-page metro section in Warsaw. And the daily is supposed to have different, five different thematic supplements on different days. Promotional activity levels are lower than expected by the market, but the promotion is visible and focused on television and outdoor. Trade opinions of the editorial quality of the first issue, that's from yesterday, vary widely. Obviously, we will not comment on the editorial content. And in our opinion, it's way too early to judge whether the paper will manage to find its legs among the well-entrenched quality newspapers in Poland. The first official circulation data will be available in the beginning of June, although it is to be expected that there will be unofficial leaks of circulation levels much before that. And of course, we also do sampling monitoring of it. Usually sales levels stabilize after several months of publication, and then they become predictive of future market position. So in this sense, the most important weeks or even months are ahead of us. What else is happening in the market? Following last week's announcement by Springer of the 150 cover price of the new product, as you know, and I'll come back to that, we decided to lower Gazeta's cover price, and many regional newspapers, including the Warsaw regional, followed immediately. In the meantime, the publisher, the Polish publisher of Super Express, publicized a letter to the antitrust office requesting that anti-monopoly office take legal steps against Springer for a price dumping strategy. And as usual, almost all newspapers increased their promotional presence and promotional activities on the entry. Okay, the next point is what did Gazeta do? Just to kind of set the stage, I will remind you, I know you don't need that reminder, that we have been in the quality market in Poland for 17 years with 5.6 million loyal readers and coffee sales of 450,000. We are committed to keeping Gazeta the number one opinion-making newspaper. And we have faced competition in the past 17 years and had time, since there was a long lead time, to prepare to face it again. What did we do? The editorial office made a whole slew of editorial improvements and changes, which our readers like. The layout, Gazeta's layout was changed. We added a new TV guide, an enhanced sports section, an enriched and reformulated employment supplement with a companion job online portal. We also are offering a lot of, through promotions, a number of free of charge collectible items which support circulation. We are running generally a lot of promotional and marketing activities. We also started in April our big image campaign, which was designed to precede the campaign of Springer. In addition, in March, we offered our readers a very attractive loyalty program, a weekly kiosk subscription of Gazeta at the price of 1 zloty per issue nationally and 1.4 in Warsaw. And that's quite successful. I would also like to mention that we now have published circulation data for January and February. They were late. And it's quite clear that after a short period of decline in December and January, we were able to reverse the circulation trend. February sales figures were much stronger than January. Now, we took the Springer announcement of 150 cover price as the beginning of price war in the Polish newspaper market, the sort of cheapest in the category supermarket type strategy. Therefore, we decided to make a quick preemptive move, and we lowered the cover price of Gazeta nationally to 150 as of last Friday, that is before the first day of publication of the new German product. I want to emphasize that the reduction of Gazeta's cover price is a strategic decision designed to secure the newspaper's position in the long term. Basically, we did it in order to, if I may put it in the vernacular, to level the playing field, to make sure that readers make their choices based exclusively on quality rather than on economic factor. So we are in a sort of single factor universe. As you know, our business model, the business model of Gazeta, rests to a large extent on circulation, which combined with the sort of well-rooted national and local presence and strong thematic supplements and category penetration makes this newspaper business model extremely successful, very profitable. Hence, protection of circulation levels is the name of the game here. Now, the price war in the newspaper market, the fact that we have these low cover prices everywhere now, makes it very hard to predict what will be the short-term impact of our lowered price on circulation revenues, because we don't know what the sales levels will be, and of course we'll be learning as we go along. So it's very hard to quantify that impact for this year. We, because it's basically two-factor game, circulation level and price. We know price is lowered, but we don't know where the circulation levels will be. In terms of impact on our advertising revenue from the competitive entry this year, we don't see it as a major factor, not this year. Of course, in the long term, the impact depends on how our market strategy will define level of sales of Gazeta and of the competition. This, as I said, will stabilize after several months. In conclusion, obviously, Polish quality newspaper market is mature. It's very hard to predict whether Axel Springer will manage to place the new product as planned. Entering this quality newspaper market with well-entrenched Polish dailies is not a mission impossible, but certainly it's a risky venture. And we believe that in the long term, the quality is what matters, the quality in the sense of first-rate journalism and ongoing dialogue with readers, as well as tradition and brand reputation. With equal prices, we will now compete on quality, and in several months, we will see how the race shakes out.